This video demonstration will step through how to create a test plan that is specifically focused on user acceptance testing, or UAT, of a release and assign it to your UAT team using Test Hub. I will be playing the role of the product owner of the team who wants to have a group of users conduct user acceptance testing for the upcoming release of our software product. First, we will need to have added our UAT testers to the team project as basic users. Basic users will be able to execute the test cases assigned to them and record bugs. They cannot create or edit test plans or test cases. To add these users to our team project, we can simply go to our team project homepage in VSO and select Manage. And here we can see where I've added several other team members to our team project. Next, we will need to have created a team within our team project for our UAT testers and add them as users. This will allow separation of the UAT team from the engineering team and provide the UAT team with their own team homepage. To do this, we will click on the administrative icon, and here on our overview tab, we can create a new team. We can call this Fabricam Fiber UAT team. We will create team. Now, if I select that team, you'll see that automatically, as the administrator of the team project, I am added. I can add additional members. Let's click Browse to locate them. And we will add Frank and Lance, the two UAT testers that we have. We will add them to our UAT team. After we've added them to our UAT team, just point out that here in the breadcrumb trail along the top of our webpage, you can see that currently we are set to be looking at the Fabricam Fiber UAT team, the administrative settings. If we go back to our homepage and select Browse All, we can see now that we can select our UAT team and navigate to that team's homepage. This team-specific homepage for our UAT team will allow them to be able to customize this page to show things of interest to our UAT team. Now that we've added our team members to the team project and created a UAT team within the team project, let's go ahead and create a test plan for our UAT team's use. So we'll go to the Test Hub and we'll create a new test plan. You can set a iteration path for our test plan. We can create a number of test suites within our test plan. For our purposes, we'll just create one at this point, and this is going to be a static suite. We will call it Public Facing Website. That is what our UAT team is going to be focusing on. Underneath the static suite, we are going to add a number of requirements-based suites corresponding to PBIs of our project. So let's create a new requirements-based suite. We will run our query. And there we can see we have three PBIs. Let's go ahead and select all of those and create suites out of each of these PBIs. And as you can see, each of our PBIs has some pre-existing test cases that were associated with them beforehand. We are now ready to assign our test cases to our UAT team members for execution. To do this, we need to right-click on our specific test suites containing our test cases and select Assign Testers to Run All Tests. Using this form, we can assign all of our test cases that we want to be UAT tested to all of our UAT testers. This feature is available currently in VSO and will be available in a future release of TFS on premises. The first thing we want to do is to select our testers. So we can select Browse and we can find Frank and Lance. And then we can indicate that we want to send an email to our testers. We can alter the subject line if we like. We can alter the body of the text. Part of what's going to be sent to the testers is a link that they can use to very readily access the tests that we want them to conduct for UAT testing. I'm going to click OK. After we've clicked OK to assign these tests to all of our UAT team members, you can see that we have a test point for each test case for each one of the members of our UAT testing team. We can click on the grid to sort by tester. We can also use the filtering here at the top to filter by an individual tester. Now I've switched roles and I have logged into Frank Foster's Outlook account. And here I see the email which is inviting me to begin UAT testing. So I'm going to click and open the email. You can see there's a link here, View Test. When I select that, it's going to open Visual Studio Online for me. And it's going to take me right to where I need to go to begin conducting my UAT testing. You can see it automatically filters to be only the test assigned to me for execution. So let's go ahead and select our test to run them. We will select the Run button and we'll open our test runner for us. And so we get presented our first test to execute. So we're going to simulate Frank doing some testing here. Let's say that the first two steps pass. Let's say here on the third step, Frank discovers that the Create New button is disabled. So we're going to fail this step and we'll provide a comment. And additionally, we can create a bug to record the problem that Frank encountered. And we'll assign this bug to one of our developers, Elmer. And we'll save and close that bug. And for our purposes in this demonstration, Frank is done testing. So we will save and close and exit the test runner. With our UAT activities underway, I'm going to put back on the hat of the team lead and go to VSO, going to access the test hub, going to select the test suite containing our PBI-based test suites, and I'm going to create a chart. This chart is going to show for us the current status of our UAT activities. So this is going to be based on test results. We will use a stacked bar format. The rows will be the tester executing the test, and the columns will be the outcome of those tests being executed. Let's go ahead and click OK. There we can see our chart that we've created. Let's pin this to our team's homepage. And to see it on the homepage, we'll click Home. And there you can see our pinned stacked bar chart. In this video, we have seen how to use VSO and Test Hub to support the activities of user acceptance testing. Thanks for watching.